Now let's take a moment to introduce you to a woman fans of Latin music already know very well. Mala Rodriguez was recently nominated for 3 Latin Grammys. She's a Spanish language rapper. NPR's Jasmine Garst caught up with the singer on tour in Mexico City.
Mala Rodriguez was born María Rodriguez and raised in Sevilla, Spain.
Como mi tía me llamaba Mala,
she says she was so misbehaved. Her aunt used to call her Mala, bad girl.
Como el nombre de guerra, como tag.
That's why later on, when she became a rapper, she became La Mala Rodriguez.
A mí no me saque tu genio que te lo mato. Si estás gordo, lo dejo flaco. Si estás flaco, tómate algo. Huye de lo malo. Búscate un trabajo.
Rodriguez made a splash in the early 2000s with her own brand of brash, feminist lyrics, fusing elements of her native flamenco with hip-hop. La Niña, or The Girl, tells the story of a young female drug dealer. Latin rap as we know it did not trickle down from the U.S. into Latin America. It had to go to Spain first, says Latin music blogger Juan Data.
After the explosion of Spanish hip-hop, when in 98, 99 it exploded, there was a huge mutation of the way people rapped in Latin America that got influenced by that style of rapping that the Spanish rappers have pioneered.
La Mala rose to fame at this pivotal moment when Spanish language rappers stopped emulating English language rap and started making it their own. Her lyrics are sexual and feisty, but unlike mainstream female MCs in the US, she doesn't brag about wealth. In Galaxias Cercanas, or Nearby Galaxies, she raps, "I was birthed strong, I was raised strong, I walked strong, and I've always talked strong." Mala Rodriguez fills a glaring void in Latin entertainment today, says Leila Cobo, the executive director of Latin content and programming for Billboard magazine. Cobo says there are just no more iconic female entertainers along the lines of Cuban legend Celia Cruz or the late Norteña singer Jenny Rivera.
I think there's a lack. I'm sorry, I do. Yes, there's Shakira. Shakira aside, I think that the female presence is a little light. Why are there no more big female acts in Latin music right now? I look at my charts and there's very few female names. You have these very pretty, like sexy girls, and women now really are identifying less and less with that.
Mala Rodriguez, on the other hand, comes across as an every woman, the kind of friend you want to call when you break up with your boyfriend, but her bravado is lionesque. She's not the kind of woman you want to offend. Rodriguez's new album is a return to her hardcore rap roots after a brief flirtation with pop.
Mala Rodriguez, tengo 33, el trabajo de un hombre no lo puede hacer un niño. Salimos a bolsa haciendo daño, cúbrete, pon todo tu en una caja y lárgate. ¿Qué reza? No entiendo qué dice, qué habla. A mí no me importa tu idioma, sigue la.
In the song 33, she boasts about turning 33. She growls like a heavy metal singer. I am 33, she brags. The job of a man cannot be done by a boy. Rodriguez turned 34 this year. She says, as a woman, she has a lot more power today than she did when she was 19.
Ahora mismo, hoy,
I know myself. I know my sexuality. I know my thoughts. And that reflects on my work, she says. As for her role as a feminist icon, she's happy to represent women, but she says, I love men. I'm at peace with them, and I understand a lot of things they do and why they do them. I don't fight against men. In fact, since I was little, I wanted to understand them better. Maybe that's why I wanted so much to be a rapper. Jasmine Garst, NPR News, Mexico City.